make a cereal, and lots of types of cereal. What type of cereal would you like to eat together? There's lots of cereal, many types of cereal. What type of cereal is your favorite one?
Welcome back to another episode of Cereal, a show about cereal, where we eat cereals that we send each other. Really excited. Everyone today has a working microphone rather than some shitty headphones or there's computer speakers, so we'll actually be able to hear each other.
Sounds great.
You sound great. It sounds crystal clear. I love it.
I should hook up my Fifine microphone. The most mediocre of...
You're in headphones still. Oh.
Yeah. But it's coming in loud and clear. You can hear me. And a deep baritone of my voice.
Soothe you tonight.
So the Oreos, I had them a few times after we had them on the show. And they were delicious. I think they were a great snack. I think they got even better after we had them. You guys didn't like them, but I think they held up as a solid cereal.
Yeah, they were fine. You know, I ate them occasionally too. They were all right. They're still disappointing though. Every time I saw the word Oreo.
Did you still think they tasted like cigars?
They were okay dry, but I don't know. I didn't dare put milk in them again, lest they turn into tobacco saturated milk.
Oh, it's gross.
They're fine, but the Timbits and the Eggos, I like clean the boxes, like lick the boxes clean, you know. They were good.
I threw my Timbits away. They were too sweet. The Eggos I liked. The Eggos I crush. Cool. All right. So we have the fourth mystery box that was sent to us months ago by Tyler. We're finally getting through them. There's something special about this box. No one has opened it. It's the fourth of the mystery cereals that is actually truly a mystery.
Hold on. John, I want to see a 360 view of the box to confirm.
Oh, yeah.
I ripped it a little bit, but you know it's basically
that's the best we've done so far. That's the best. Well, mine is like, you know, they're triple bagged. All right, so do you have any commentary on this? Do you remember what cereal this was?
I'm sticking to my story. I have no idea what's in this bag. I don't remember what I bought. It was so long ago. I have teenage children in Guatemala right now that I've had for longer, the shorter time than the cereal. anyway, sorry.
I would like if the concept changes to you. We send each other cereals, then a year later film the episode. It's like an incredibly long time after.
You wait long enough, it'll be a surprise for everyone.
Yeah, that's kind of... All right, so let's open this, because it's a true mystery, which is pretty nice. I don't know if we've had a full mystery yet.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Oh, man. I don't know about this.
This is so intense.
Wait, I see the back.
This is the most intense cereal I've ever seen.
Oh, shit.
Holy crap.
Wow. Oh, I am pumped for these. I didn't know these existed.
No, this looks amazing.
There is a shockingly silver box, which you hardly ever see on the cereal aisle, that is showing us Hershey's Kisses cereal. Hershey's Kisses brand cereal. I can't even say that. It's a tongue twister. It looks like they're like chocolate nuggets that are just in a bowl. And it's made by General Mills, who we respect.
This might be our first General Mills cereal of the show. We've had some posts, we had some Kellogg's.
This is a beautiful cereal box. Like, this is like really well designed. Like,
it's sleek.
I mean, it's gross. Like Hershey's Kids and cereal, but like I would buy this just if I saw it on the shelf.
It looks good. It's a minimalist design. The back does not have a lot to it. It says milk and chocolate, the perfect couple. Introducing Hershey's Kisses cereal.
The shape in the bowl that they depict on the front here, so they say it's enlarged to show detail, but they look like little beakers instead of like kiss.
Exactly. They look like a beaker.
I was about to say.
Yeah, a Bunsen burner, perhaps.
An Erlenmeyer flask.
Yeah.
Very, Very scientific. So before we taste these, I'm excited to taste these, actually. Any predictions on what we think it's going to be like? Because I can see this being a new level of chocolate flavor, which I'm excited for. Or maybe we eat it and it's just like, oh, this is kind of like Cocoa Puffs. You know, like I hope they brought the Hershey's brand to bear in this. I hope they just didn't do some bullshit other, you know, cocoa cereal. I feel like I want to get some real Hershey's taste when I open this.
It's, I mean, the photo on the back, it looks intense. It's like intense chocolate. Like they look like little brownies almost.
Yeah. I was going to say these look like dehydrated brownies. I open the top flap of the box and I'm getting, when I smell it, it smells like when you unwrap a Hershey Kiss. Like they, it smells really pretty. Like, I haven't even opened the plastic yet.
Even the cover shows the bowl, like, wrapped in that Hershey's Kiss foil.
That shitty-ass foil.
Yeah, which always, like, crumbles up.
The thinnest foil. Can you make it thinner? No, we cannot.
This is as thin as it
goes. Actually, I have a fun fact. Do you know why tin foil, one side is shiny and one side is not?
One side is non-stick, right?
It has nothing to do with the properties of the foil. It's just because when they have a roller that it goes through in the last step that presses it so thin that it would rip unless you put two sheets, fed two sheets through at a time, and the sheet parts that are touching the other sheet become silvery and the other parts become more like, you know, the subdued part. I don't want to say the matte side, but like the less shiny, the non-shiny side. But they have nothing to do. The properties are exactly the same on either side. Maybe one's nonstick. Who knows? But I read that on the internet.
We might edit that part out and save it for our tinfoil show.
Totally not interested.
I've since started trying these. Mine are actually a little bit stale, or they taste a little bit stale. Which
mine are too.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, these. These don't expire for months. That's fucking unconscionable. Or maybe, are they supposed, like, Tyler, do yours taste a little bit stale?
The first bite did, and then I started, like, digging a little, you know, getting knuckle deep in there, and I got some good ones.
Do you think it's stale by design?
I mean...
Well, maybe, is there supposed to be a little chewiness to it? Is that part of the texture?
Maybe. The dry taste is fairly good. I'm tasting, it tastes like a dehydrated brownie.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's why they got a little bit of chewiness.
I have a feeling these things are going to shine when they go in some milk.
Yeah, I mean, if these don't turn your bowl into killer chocolate milk, like what else? So I'm looking at these. These do look different. They do definitely look more baked. There's more nooks and crannies than your average cocoa cereal, for sure. They look like there's more going on. When I taste the flavor... It tastes kind of like Cocoa Puffs, but there's a little bit more. There's definitely some of that fake Hershey's flavor in there.
Can I just say that I'm really thankful that they were just like, you know what? We don't have to recreate the silver wrapper part of this experience. Like, they didn't try to put like silver flakes in this or any bullshit. They're just like, no, it's the unwrapped chocolate. Imagine this. Imagine you actually could buy a bag of Hershey's Kisses that were all unwrapped already. It would be too much. It's like it's like fruit roll-ups that are already unrolled. You know, you'd eat the whole box in like 10 minutes. Pretty good.
These are pretty good. I mean, and the ingredients say that they have Hershey's cocoa, which I guess that's a separate ingredient. That's like a known ingredient that you have to. It's not just regular cocoa powder. So Hershey's, they got Hershey's involved in this, I guess.
That's fake chocolate.
Yeah.
Actually, can we have a sidebar on, like, do either of you like Hershey's chocolate?
No.
I don't really. I don't. I don't find it good.
I don't even think it's real chocolate.
No, it's not.
It's just palm oil that they put, like, some kind of seasoning in.
There's cocoa in it, but it's like the Velveeta of chocolate, right?
But some people grow up and they say, oh, yeah, like Hershey's. That was good, and I remember it, and, like, I'll eat a Hershey's bar, and it kind of reminds me of that. I don't have fond memories of Hershey's bars. They always kind of just were crap chocolate. But
yeah, I think by the time we were old enough to have Hershey's, the brand had already been like completely, you know, corporatized and you know manufactured into a product and less a delicious, you know, chocolate.
It is the best chocolate for s'mores because it melts really fast and becomes gooey. that situation where you want to use it, are you ever going to just grab a Hershey's bar and finish it all when you want chocolate? Seems doubtful. That's not really what it's for. I know Hershey's played a bigger role in my childhood, to be honest, with more with poop jokes, just like calling everything Hershey's related.
Hershey squirt. I have a guy that I worked with named Ernie Hershey, and I always called him H squirts. And everyone was like, why do you call him H squirts? I mean, come on. Come on, brother.
That's the whole joke. That's the whole joke. That's it. Everyone just asks you why you never told them.
Whenever we'd be like building teams for something, I'd like enumerate everyone's names, and then he would just be like H dot squirts. Oh, I got a kick out of it. I'm pretty sure I should have gotten fired over that because it was basically borderline harassment.
I feel like there was a missed opportunity for them to have a little in joke here, be like, squirt some flavor into your breakfast or something with the Hershey cereal.
That would have been good.
Or like, ride the Hershey highway to start your morning. Something like that.
Be sure to wipe your face. I don't know why.
Nothing like a good Hershey's joke. What I will say is, this is actually, it is our first General Mills cereal. The other ones we have were Kellogg's. These taste a little bit chewier, brownie-like. I can't tell if they're stale or this is what they're supposed to be like, because it's not like they're offensively chewy. And the flavor is slightly different. I would say it's more chocolatey than your average cocoa cereal. I don't know if you guys disagree, but
the chocolate does taste a little more natural than like a Cocoa Puff, which I'm not a huge fan of in general.
Yeah.
But I do agree. It tastes a little more chocolatey than normal. And something else that's interesting is that actually it says on the side here, Hershey's Kisses trademark and trade dress and the conical configuration and plume device are used under license, which means they actually licensed the shape and then fucked it up this badly.
You know, I have to say, I think they kind of like mailed in the shape. I mean, this is, I mean, like, look.
The shitty fucking beaker is what they licensed.
Yeah, I mean, this shape sucks. This does. If someone showed this to you and you had to guess what this was, you would never guess it was a Hershey's Kiss.
I'd be like a ninja star.
I would fire the guy.
A ninja star?
I would fire this guy.
Yeah, I mean.
If you send someone away and you're like, okay, Steve, your job is to replicate the Hershey's plume, which has been licensed at great expense, and they come back with this,
right?
You're like, you were fucking fired.
License this shape, and this is they actually tried to include the little piece of paper that comes out of the top of the Hershey in the shape of the scan, in the shape of the cereal.
Imagine going through all that trouble and then having like the mold guy come back from Germany with like the stamp and just being like, oh no, like this is a triangle.
it's actually worse than a triangle, because it looks like the poop emoji, which is now very famous. It is the exact same shape as the poop emoji. You could even, I think General Mills can probably, as a goof, license a poop emoji cereal using the exact same shape.
100%. This is a dead ringer.
So okay, now I mean, that makes this much less appetizing.
Well, but I'm ready to get my spoon wet.
Yeah, let's get our spoons wet.
Tyler, I've made a huge, huge mistake this week on my milk choice. Because I've got 1%.
Oh, man.
1% milk with a chocolatey cereal is like, might as well be having it with water.
It's like dying alone with a thin blanket. You know, it's worse than that. It's like, imagine on your deathbed, you're like, all I want is like good cereal. And they're like, we got you the cereal you wanted. And then they bring out the 1% and you're like, son of a bitch.
Never specified the kind of milk you wanted. Yeah. John is now, I'd like everyone to note the container with which I pour my milk from.
Oh, wow. That's some classy shit.
What? Wow.
That's like, have you ever seen those that are shaped like the cows and it comes out of the cow's mouth?
I love those.
I love those too.
That's kind of gross, actually.
Okay, first impression, my cereal milk is immediately chocolatey. Like, it looks chocolate, like, really? Instantaneously. I'm using whole milk.
Wow. I had a little almond milk left over, and then the rest I went for skim, so I'm excited for this. This is an appealing looking cereal in the bowl. Like, this looks like the box the second, you know, you put it in there. It actually looks very nice. It does. And you're right, the milk is chocolatey. I haven't even eaten it yet.
I've got to say, I do not like chocolate cereals. This is quite good. I'm not a cocoa, like, never liked Cocoa Puffs, never liked other, like Count Chocula. I wouldn't choose this, but like, this doesn't offend me.
It's really nice to see that the milk gets really chocolatey. Because we've had some other chocolatey kind of cereals, and the milk didn't get this chocolatey this fast.
Yeah, Oreo O's is not this level of strength for sure. So now that I've had a few bites with the milk, I think the texture is on purpose. Because in the milk, these are like a little bit fluffier. They're not like super scrape your mouth hard. They soften up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they don't taste stale in the milk. They like taste like it's probably supposed to taste like this.
Pretty good.
My milk is like a dark chocolate.
This is quite good. Okay, so the other interesting thing about the cereal, when it floats in the milk, they kind of like tetragram together, like into like perfect shapes. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Yeah, they tessellate. They tessellate.
I don't know what tetragram means. I just made that up.
I can't stop looking at that now. They all kind of just connect together.
Why?
It's really satisfying.
Like when I eat Cheerios, there's always like one motherfucker like floating out in like left field over there. These guys all want to be together. I don't know why.
Oh, that's a good point. I would say there's some value to that in a cereal. You don't want to be going to like random parts of the bowl to like pick up pieces. You want them to kind of be.
You don't have to spoon fish.
We should use that term more. Probability of spoon fishing with this brand is low.
And they're a good size. You can fit four Ciru in one spoonful.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 4 to 6 Ciru per spoon. That's pretty solid.
Interesting.
It's kind of one note, which is you get the chocolate taste and that's it.
Yep.
It's not overly sweet, though. It's not a super sweet cereal. Like, you could plow through this and eat a lot of it if you wanted to.
It's not thrilling, but I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think they did a good approximation of a Hershey Kiss cereal.
Aside from accidentally making it the poop emoji, yes.
You know, as you were saying, John, I do respect that they worked with Hershey's and got the real flavors and cocoa in there. For what it's worth, you know, it's not like any of the other cereals that we have that are mimicking some other brand tried to like work with the parent company to be like, oh, we got the syrup that like Eggo uses or anything. They were just like, ah, this is some new thing. Hopefully it tastes like that thing that you remember. Or like, there's not actual like ground up Sour Patch Kid in the Sour Patch Kid cereal, you know? I'm surprised the Oreo cereal doesn't have ground up Oreo cookie in there. I don't know how I feel about this. This is like fine.
This cereal is just okay. If it wasn't for what I think is a fabulous box design, I would like this cereal a lot less. The shape of the Hershey Kiss is like really weird and like it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't remind me of a Hershey Kiss. It's not very good dry, which is really important to me. Because more often than not, I'm just going to like grab a handful of dry cereal and just go on my way. And I would never grab this dry.
I think if you did a blind taste test and you did this in Cocoa Puffs, you might say, and like whatever, pick, you know, Cocoa Krispies. What's the cocoa version of Fruity Pebbles? Cocoa Pebbles. Those are like the big cocoa cereals, yeah. Right?
Cocoa Pebbles, dynamite.
Cocoa Pebbles are actually my favorite chocolate cereal. Those are... Yeah.
Or Cocoa Krispies is pretty boss, too. I mean, that's like, that's got to be up there.
Really? And Count Chocula? I don't know.
But Count Chocula is not 100% cocoa, actually. They have, I think, like, there's marshmallows, there's other stuff in there. But I think if you did a taste test where you line this up with the other popular chocolate cereals, you're probably like, hey, these taste a little bit different. I don't think you're like, oh, wow, these are Hershey's. I'm tasting a Hershey's chocolate bar when I eat this.
I think the Hershey chocolate, like, saves this a little bit. Like, if it didn't have that, like, little extra touch that, like, kind of makes it nice, this would be, like, a bottom-tier cereal. Bottom tier chocolate cereal.
There's something about the flavor that's on point. I think they did get something right. But, you know,
They spent an extra 2 cents per box to dust it with Hershey cocoa.
It looks like when you look at them, though, and when you look at what they look like on the box, I feel like they dab them with like a little, like the tiniest bit of the actual chocolate, like as they're going on along the conveyor. They might have a sprayer or something.
Mr. H. Schwartz is dusting each one with a little paintbrush.
Yeah, they're giving them each one a little Hershey squirt, so to speak. I will say the milk with this becomes Hershey's chocolate milk. You could serve this milk to a kid who asked for chocolate milk, and they will be
true
satisfied. True.
I guess I was trying to poison you all by buying this, so I guess it turned out better than I expected. The question I have is like, this might be a little meta, but if you flatten these out, or you ate these the same volume in Hershey Kisses, it would be much worse for you. So this is a healthier alternative than eating a handful of Hershey's Kisses, I guess, or like a Hershey bar worth of like there's only 8 servings in this box, and it's 140 calories. A Hershey bar or like a handful of Hershey's Kisses like that would probably be way more than 140 calories, I would say. So this is the healthy option.
Yeah, this is probably better for you on a per serving basis than a candy bar.
They're playing into the, you know, milk and chocolate, the perfect couple, right? They're just saying like, look, it's simple, it's chocolate, you put it in the milk, you enjoy.
I don't know why I really, really like the box design. I like silver foil. I like the chocolate bowl that it's like, you know, that the cereal is sitting in.
You never see a silver box. I've never seen a silver box in the store.
It's striking.
Yeah, because most cereal boxes are trying to be as loud as possible to catch your attention. And in reality, if everything's super loud, and then there's one cereal that just has like a, you know, subdued gray silver background like that, that's actually the one that catches your attention.
It looks a little more adult, to be honest. I mean, ingredients, we shouldn't even go through them because there's nothing unusual here except the Hershey's cocoa processed with alkali. I don't know. That doesn't seem like... Why do we care what it's processed with? I just never understood
rat that. Poison.
As opposed to being processed with acid. Oh, it's processed with an alkaline base. Okay, thank you. Sorry. Contains bioengineered food ingredients, which we see in probably 50% of the cereals. And then really nothing else. So I will say the back, it feels like this is directed a little bit at adults. It doesn't seem like the thing a kid walks into the store and is begging their parents to get. It seems like very adult indulgence. Mm-hmm. And I think that's supported by the fact that the back of the box has basically nothing on it. It has no maze or game or silly stuff for kids to look at. So kind of interesting to see a sweeter cereal being marketed at adults, but that's my guess with
this. Yeah, you know what? It's kind of like a nostalgia play. You know, like the adult like walks in, they're looking at this box, they flip it around, you know, they're by themselves, they're, you know, recently divorced, and the back of this box says, you know, milk and chocolate, the perfect couple. You know, you can get a little taste of your childhood once again with a box of the cereal. You know?
Wow.
It's got something to it.
Do me next. It's
got really deep.
It's like the Centrum Silver of cereals. You know,
remember when your knees didn't hurt every day?
You're definitely divorced.
Zeljans of cereal for my rheumatoid arthritis. You know.
All right, are you guys ready to do the ratings?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go. Okay. We have 5 categories which we rate cereal. They are flavor, consistency, uniqueness, value, and X factor. What do you guys say about flavor?
I give it a 2. Even though it had the Hershey flavor, which I kind of liked, and the milk was good, I didn't like it dry. It didn't excite me.
I'm going to go with a 3. I think I don't really like chocolate cereals, but as far as they come, this would be the highest ranking of them. I feel like if it's going to taste like chocolate, at least they bother to try a little bit to make it taste like good chocolate, even though we, you know, don't really agree that Hershey's is a great chocolate, but I think they did a decent job. So what it's worth is a 3.
Yeah, I give it a 3. I didn't love the flavor. I think the milk flavor was good. as far as chocolate cereals, I don't think this is number one or even number two or three if I'm going to have a chocolate cereal. I probably would reach for the Oreos first, to be honest with you. So, yeah, I give it a three on that front. Consistency, I'll give it a two. Just because, like, I think there was a little bit of chewiness, which I couldn't tell was on purpose or not, or maybe these were a little stale. If they are a little stale, this box is not supposed to expire for months, so they have messed up. So you got to penalize them for that. I did like the Saru size, but that's, I don't think that's constant consistency.
Yeah, the Saru size was surprising. They were smaller than I thought they were going to be.
Because, like, what's positive?
Yeah.
A huge, like, one Saru per box?
Like, I mean, I would love a cereal where you could literally, it's so huge that you could only fit one per spoon. I mean, that's kind of like the mini wheats are probably the only one that meet that requirement. Or, like, you know, you ever have Weetabix? You know what Weetabix is, right?
What is that? Like a DIY cereal? Like, the Eggos come with, like, just waffles in there, and it's like instructions, like, break them apart and, like, throw them in the milk.
Dude, Weetabix is... It's a shredded wheat cereal, but it comes in these enormous blocks.
Yeah. Isn't that just shredded wheat?
Yeah, but they're like, you literally throw one in the bowl and just like pour milk and hope it like breaks apart eventually. That's how bad
that sounds
it is.
Awful. We should have that. Like a whole season of just shredded wheat.
Like a real slog.
I'm not able to talk for like a month.
My bowel movements have been amazing, but I hated the cereal.
Oh my god, that would be the brutal season. Like, I'm going to use the rest of this for firewood.
All right, well, when you guys did it rate consistency, I gave it a two. What are your ratings? Oh,
yeah, I'll give it a two also for all the reasons you said, including the fact that it was stale and it's not expiring for months. So I don't know what's going on there.
I think it's all right. I'll give it a three. I appreciated the fact that it was a little chewy. I don't know if that was stale. I thought it represented what they were going for. I'm going to go with the three because I just wasn't that impressed by it, but I don't think it was detracted from it either.
How do you guys rate the uniqueness?
The box is great. The box stands out. I mean, I would buy this just, I don't know, just because the box looks so good, but otherwise it's not really very unique. It's just like a pretty standardized chocolate flavored cereal.
Yeah, I agree. About uniqueness is a three. It's not, or maybe even a two. I'll give it a two because it's another chocolate cereal, and the Hershey's is not, it's just not taking that to a level where it's that differentiated, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this would have been awesome if it was like over the top chocolate where you were like, oh my God, this is like, you know, so pungent, so flavorful, like, you know, so much chocolate flavor, like actual, like, you know, cacao flavor instead of just another chocolate cereal.
Cacao.
Yeah. What do you guys rate the unique?
I'll give it a three. Because I've been giving everything else such low ratings. It doesn't deserve yeah. Such low ratings.
This is some post shit.
It's not post.
I think it's a three too. I think they gave it a little bit of effort, but it's not, there's nothing, I'm straight middle of the road on this one. It's like 3-3-3-3-3. Anyway.
All right. Value. I mean, I'm seeing this online going for like $3 and it's a 10-ounce box of cereal. That is cheap.
I say it's good value.
For cereal. For, you know, some brand crossover stuff.
Especially with real cacao?
I think you just want to say that. All right, so I give it a four then for value. This is decent value.
I second that. I'm a four on value. I think I was surprised that you get eight bowls out of this thing. You know, standard 10.9-ounce box.
Okay, we all voted four for value. And now it's X Factor time. I actually give it a pretty high X Factor for the box, Saru size, the chocolatiness of the milk. The poo shape, which is, you know, maybe always been the Hershey Kisses shape, so I'd say it's four for X Factor. There's a lot of things going on that are a bit unexpected.
Yeah, I agree. I give it a four for X Factor as well. I love the box design. I love the fact that they attempted to remake the Hershey Kisses in a cereal size shape. even if they didn't succeed that much. But I liked it. I liked the try.
Yep, I'm a four as well. I think the box is classy. You know, the design is minimalist, and the Seru per spoon was on point and tasted great. I think for what it was, it tasted great. I think they got that part right. So I think it's four. I think it's four for X Factor. This is not something, it was eye-catching on the shelf, right? Let's say that.
Target Market is definitely like divorced suburban mom. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, it's just the thing about like the perfect couple on the back. Like, just really stands out to me, like the font that it's written in. I don't know. There's some like nostalgia feeling of loss.
Also,
why is that? I think you're going a little too deep.
I think I'm going a little too deep on it. But
why is that spoon so flat? It's like a fanny spanking spoon.
Yeah, that's a real. You can't fucking lift any cereal with that spoon.
No, it's like a spatula, a metal spatula.
It's like a spoon you would like make a stew with.
Yeah.
So okay, our rating for this was better than Sour Patch Kids, just slightly under Poop Like a Champion. You know, worse than a bunch of the others. I was the same as Oreo-O's, or I was actually slightly below. You guys were slightly higher. So I feel like this cereal, that kind of makes sense in the range of where things went. Like, we were not that wow by this. This is a bit of a novelty, although this does not appear to be classic Walmart limited drop, which is interesting. Like, I guess the Kisses brand has some good runway that they're going with. But I don't know, guys. Any closing thoughts?
I'm surprised. I heard a lot of twos getting thrown out during the ratings. I'm surprised this doesn't rank at the bottom of the. I mean, Ian Malcolm was the pits, but I thought this was going to be pretty low.
Came back hard on the X Factor and value. Wow. Value really, really saves a cereal.
Never. I guess.
You're looking for a good value in your cereal.
We've really lowered our fucking standards. Like, I feel like at least when we were trying Ian Malcolm, like, X Factor was 4 or 5 because it came with, like, a fucking figurine in the box. Now we're just like, ooh, it's silver. Like, that's a 4. Like, I think we've probably lowered our standards a bit on the X Factor. Because, like, what is X Factor 5? It's like, you open the box and you're like, ooh, live snakes. Like, what could that be? What could that be?
We should rethink the categories a little bit.
Don's got his shirt off now, too.
It was hot. I was getting hot.
I love it.
I forgot I was on video, to be honest.
Let yourself
Captain Crunch, Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Honey Nut Cheerios, and Fruit Loops. Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. Apple Jacks, Rice Krispies, Cocoa Puffs, Frosted Mini Wheats with a honeycomb, Corn Pops, Golden Grahams, Captain Crunch with peanut butter, Fruity Pebbles and a Raisin Bran, Honey